The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Welcome to another program with Truths to Live By, a ministry of Harriman Baptist Tabernacle in Harriman, Tennessee. You're listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. I pray we would be a blessing to you today.
Oh, sinner, bow down with the load of sin. Come to the cross, come to the cross. In Christ is redemption, new life within. Come and be justified, 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 justified wholly through Christ. The cross is the fountain for every need. Come and be justified.
With our Bibles open again to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, we want to pick up in verse number 20 today with those questions asked by the Holy Ghost through the pen of the Apostle Paul concerning the power of God in the gospel. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Go with me now to the Lord in prayer. Father, I pray that you would help us, please. Lord, without you, I can do nothing. I need your touch. Lord, take the truth of the Word of God. Make it as barbs and arrows that would lodge within the hearts and minds of men, women, boys, and girls, and do a mighty and miraculous work within them today. We will praise you for all you will do. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. And so we left off last time together, looking at the preaching of the cross, how it involves the mighty power of God. And this record in verse 20 is given by God. It proves the power and authority of the gospel. You see, to destroy, in verse 19, is to destroy fully, to demolish, to pull down and ruin, to bring to nothing, in verse 19, is to set aside, to disesteem, to neutralize, or even to violate. In other words, God will bring their understanding to a point of neutrality and set it aside. He will completely demolish the wisdom of the wise men of this world, insomuch that these questions are asked, and the wise are overthrown. They are disarmed. This is the action of the dynamite of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see, the gospel of Christ, as the power of God, is able to overthrow and destroy the wisdom of worldly wise men and the understanding of the philosophically prudent men of this world. And it lays them bare, disarmed before God. hopeless and helpless to save themselves, leaving them but no choice but to repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the authority of the gospel puts forth four questions. Where is the wise? Paul calls for the wise man to come forth. Those quiet thinkers who sit in opposition to God. Question number two, where is the scribe? He calls for the learned men of tradition to come forth. Question number three, where is the disputer of this world? He calls for the sophists, the reasoners, the professors of philosophy. Let them come forth. In our day, this would be the atheist, the humanist, the scientist, the religionist, the philosopher. Let them come forth. They will leave dumbfounded. They will leave defeated if they do not bow their knee at the foot of the cross. The last question, number four, hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Yes, He has. He has done this through the message of the cross. To be made foolish is to be made simple and silly. To show your intellect to be but weak. To be made into a trifler and a foolish person. That is, God says, if you reject the cross, my power will turn you into the very thing you consider the cross to be: foolishness. The wise of this world will either bow their knee, receive the Lord Jesus Christ through repentance and faith, or they will stiffen their necks in rejection and in folly to their own destruction. The cross and its preaching involves the power of God. This brings us to verse 21. Here, the preaching of the cross involves the pleasure of God. For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. The pleasure of God. God, in His omniscient wisdom, knew that the world by wisdom would never be able to know Him. All of the human wisdom and all of the human reason put together across the whole world can never move a man one tiny inch closer to God. God knew this from the beginning, and therefore it pleased God. He approved the preaching of the cross to save them that believe. And so preaching that centers around Christ and His Word, that exalts Him as the Son of God, as the Savior of men, has heavenly support under it and heavenly force behind it. That is, it has God's signature of approval. It has God's seal of authority upon it. True Bible preaching will be an instrument in the hand of God to save all those who will come unto Christ. Listen to the words of Millard J. Berquist. He writes and he says, "The cross represents the wisdom of God. It is God's way of providing the answer to the deepest needs of the human soul. Therefore, I say, we must preach Christ crucified." The pleasure of God and the cross. The plan of God now and the cross. Look to verse 22. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are saved, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. The plan of God. Man has all the arguments. Listen to the Jews demanding more, a sign, they say. Listen to the Greeks desiring more, wisdom they want. But God has the answer. The answer to man's demands, to man's desire for a sign, for wisdom, is what? Preach Christ crucified. Verse 23, the answer, and how it is received, we preach Christ crucified. But then the answer, and how it is rejected. The Greeks, to them it's foolishness. The Jews, to them it was a stumbling block. But unto them which are called, it is what? Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. We see divine omnipotence. We see divine omniscience. Christ, the very power of God. Christ, the very wisdom of God, all packed into the dynamite of the gospel. And when delivered in the power of the Holy Ghost, God can transform the life. And the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. And so God, in His greatness, presents the offensive cross of the dying Lamb of God, who is raised to life in great power on the third day, and boldly declared as the victorious Son of God in His resurrection. God presents this message to sinful men in order to humble them, that He might rescue them, redeem them from their sins, and reconcile them unto Himself. Oh, that men would bow their knee and come with humble hearts to the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved before it is eternally too late. We thank you for making this ministry a part of your day. And in closing, we want to point you to the words of our Lord in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. He answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And truly, it is written. God's word, every word, presents us with truths to live by. You've been listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. Please send all correspondence to Truths to Live By, P.O. Box 575, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748. Or you can email us at bmarkcooley@gmail.com. And finally, brethren, pray for us.